please. Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to say the prayer this morning? Sherri Lynn? Glad to have you.
Father, we come before you with prayer and thanksgiving. We appreciate this beautiful day, this weather, the opportunity to gather. Father, be with us as we go about both this day and through the holidays. Keep our employees and people at family safe. Watch over the decisions of this court. Give them wisdom, help them to make good decisions, what to do in your life. We ask you to also be with our armed forces, both abroad and at home. Keep them safe, and if it's in your will, bring them safely home to us. All these things we ask you to do this morning.
Amen. And so join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay. The record reflect that all members of court are present this morning, and commissioners, I need a motion to approve our court agenda.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, under proclamations and resolutions, have employee of the month.
Good morning, Judge. Oh, and commissioners, hello.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to be presenting November and December. For November, if I could have Patrice come up here and present the award for November. Patrice. Oh, and they also get a Benihana certificate.
Okay, thanks, Katie.
Thanks.
Good morning, Judge Doyle, commissioners.
Morning. Good morning.
Permit me to take a few minutes to thank you on my behalf and on behalf of the staff of Montgomery County Court at Law Number 3 as we recognize a very important person in our office. I want to thank the employee committee and Katie for recognizing her merit, and I am speaking about our court administrator, Linda Newland, and my friend. It seems appropriate in this week and month of Thanksgiving that I personally give thanks to Linda, who has been loyal and dedicated to me and my work for now 30 years. Linda came to work as my secretary in the mid-80s, quickly became my legal assistant, and has been my right arm and hand over the 30 years since. She came to work with the county in 2007 when I took the bench. She quickly transitioned from being loyal to a single boss to being a servant of the citizens of Montgomery County. If I have any success in my profession, I owe it in great part to Linda Newland. She has achieved the highest certification in court management. She knows more law than most lawyers. And she has all the virtues that all government employees should aspire to achieve. She is dedicated, conscientious, highly skilled and competent. She is respected by all her peers and colleagues. She's kind to everyone she encounters. She's a mother of three and a grandmother of four and a friend to many. And she is well deserving of this award.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Good job. All right. We have another employee of the month.
This one's going to be for December, and if I can have Andrea come up to present the award for December.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Judy is receiving Employee of the Month for December, and we couldn't be prouder of her. We are beyond fortunate to have Judy in our office. She's been with us 7.5 years, and in that time has worked her way up to administrator in our office and commercial coordinator over permitting. Judy handles training and supervision of staff. She also coordinates all of the commercial permit projects in Montgomery County. She works with architects and engineers in the planning stages and walks contractors through the permitting and plan approval process and eventually through the inspection and approval processes. Commercial development in Montgomery County is booming, and we all have seen that. I know Judy has probably worked with a few of you, you know, on some various projects, but we are just beyond blessed to have her in our office and have her ease those processes. So thank you.
Congratulations. All right. Commissioners, under the county clerk, we need to approve our minutes from our meeting dated November 8th.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, I don't have any changes on consent. Would entertain a motion to approve consent agenda unless there's something you want to pull forward.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Now we come to our citizens' comment portion of the agenda. For anyone that would like to make comments today on an item that is on today's agenda, I'll read this brief statement. We will now invite public comment for items on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. A public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to department heads or elected officials. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So, is there anyone that would like to address the court on anything that's on today's agenda? All right. Moving forward. Item A, consider and discuss appointment. Do what? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. O'Sullivan, I'm sorry.
I want to speak to the supplemental agenda. I guess that's appropriate at this time, regarding the hiring of the director. Okay. I became involved in this issue because of fiscal reasons. In a short period of time, the taxpayers were being asked to increase their payment for the shelter by $1 million. In looking for a way to reduce that cost, I began to learn about a movement in the country called the no-kill shelter, where the object was to save and adopt out the animals and not kill them with a 90% or better success rate. The benefit of that is animal lovers will voluntarily open their wallets to support such an effort. A trust for that purpose could be set up so that such deductions could be tax deductible. That became my mission and what I was working towards. I am purposely using mission because that defines what you are trying to accomplish and oftentimes a time frame for accomplishing it. About a week ago, a meeting was held in the Precinct 3 conference room with all of the principal parties from the animal shelter as well as the concerned taxpayers. At that meeting, I asked the county parties what their mission was. They could not give me an answer except that they couldn't tell me exactly what it was. Missions are short, definitive statements easily remembered. I expect Eisenhower's mission for Overlord, the D-Day invasion, was only 2 or 3 sentences long. Today we are expecting to find out the results of the executive session last Friday, where our new shelter manager was decided upon. This was done without a mission. This was done after refusing to permit the input of a nationally known expert on no-kill paid for voluntarily by taxpayers, the refusal of which baffles me. This was supposed to be a national search. Judge, I will gladly buy you and your wife a dinner at the Montgomery County restaurant of your choice if this nationwide search ended over 100 miles from here. Interestingly, the county recently instituted a catch, spay, and release program for cats. It falls in line with a big animal shelter health expert, Dr. Kate Hurley's, new advocacy for this position. She previously was catch, keep healthy for a short period, and kill philosophy. Her philosophy remains extermination with dogs, as does ours. If we want to reduce our shelter costs, there's a humane way to do it. Institute a no-kill philosophy at our shelter, set up a trust to begin to finance it, and implement a plan to accomplish it within 24 months. Let's make that our mission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Sullivan. Anyone else who would like to address court this morning? All right. Under item 11A, consider, discuss, and appoint a representative to the Houston-Galveston Area Council General Assembly and delegate to the Board of Directors. Mr. Riley, you want to continue your service there?
I'll do that. Yes, sir, I will.
We have a motion on that?
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consider and discuss and appoint a representative to the Houston-Galveston Area Council General Assembly and alternate to the Board of Directors for the year 2017. I've been in that position and would be glad to serve again.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consider, discuss, and appoint two alternates to the Houston-Galveston Area Council General Assembly for the year 2017. Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Nowak have been our alternates. Would you like to consider?
Happy to serve.
Commissioner Metter?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Motion?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item D, consider, discuss, and approve a resolution in order to appoint a new member to serve as the Montgomery County's representative on the Administrative Public Health Board of Montgomery County, the Public Health District, for the two-year term commencing on January 1st, 2017.
Judge, I would nominate you.
Gee, thanks.
If you'd like to serve.
No, I'd be glad to. I'd love to.
I move on Judge Doyle.
Aye. All right, item E, consider and take appropriate action on a proposal by the Texas Department of Transportation to rename the Grand Parkway to the Mayor Bob Lanier Memorial Parkway, and stating the county's support of the name change in a letter from myself to the Texas Department of Transportation.
Move.
Second.
Is this something that TxDOT's looking to do?
I'm not real sure. Is it TxDOT?
Yes, it's their proposal, and David Arnett and others have advanced this office. The Harris County has submitted a similar resolution.
Okay, they're just wanting our support on that.
Looks like he was one of the three men that led the charge to create
yeah.
the Grand Parkway. Sounds good.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Office of Court Administration, Nate.
Judge, I brought some help with me today. Judge Hamilton is here in her role as local administrative judge, and Judge Robin is the judge-elect of the 410th District Court, and Judge Hamilton would like to, I'll turn the time over to her for a few words.
Very short. I'm the either instigator or inspiration. I prefer inspiration for Judge Robin coming and asking for this. When I was holding court and having civil, criminal, and family dockets, I could not have made those kinds of dockets work without the help of an assistant, a briefing attorney in the civil area. That briefing attorney typically takes an issue. There's an awful lot of things in the civil world that are handled without ever going to trial if you have somebody who can look them over, who can pull the issues for you, the rule of law, analyze things and come to a conclusion, and then sit down with the judge and go over these things. There's a lot of motions for summary judgment. There's a lot of ancillary matters that can help clear that civil docket. Learning that Judge Robin was going to be taking over civil and family, which is a little different from what the present 410th District Court does, she will not be handling criminal. There'll be four of us that are solely criminal, the 359th, 221st, the 9th, and the 435th. Knowing that, I put a bug in her ear and I said, you need somebody to help you with all of the papers that are filed in the civil and help scoot through some of that stuff, because a lot of it can be resolved a lot faster with the help of a briefing attorney. So I think that's why I'm here today.
Okay. I move on A and B, Judge.
Second.
Yeah, Judge, it sounds like you've got quite a backlog over there and you're going to need some help getting that moving forward, and we wish you the very best. Look forward to that.
Contingency.
Yeah, part of that's being funded out of some changes you're making, is that correct?
I did not want to come to the court and ask for the full amount. I've made some budget cuts in salaries with the changing in employees. So out of $100,000 that would be allotted for that staff attorney position, which is typical amongst the county other staff attorneys in court, I am only asking for $45,000. I've made cuts everywhere else.
Great.
And I've also gotten another funding source. Judge Gilbert is generously moving $9,000 over from because of the change in the AJ position.
Awesome.
Very
That's
good.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you
for
your hard work, Judge.
We do have the capital improvement plan that would be appropriate for item A if you wanted to go.
It's $5,700. I'd just rather take it out of contingency.
Contingency.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Judge Hamilton.
Thank you, judges. Thank you, Nate.
Next time we see you up here, you'll be the judge?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, again. Absolutely. Forensic Services, good morning.
Good morning. I would like the court to please consider and approve the transfer of $35,000 from a vacant salary line to contract services for after-hour security so that we'll have the office covered by an onsite security person the entire time the regular office staff is out of the office.
Move.
I second.
Is this something, Judge, that could we have, you know, would it be better to have a law enforcement officer do this with overtime instead of a $35,000 employee or service through security?
Actually, the $35,000 is additional to what we are already paying. So to have all of the hours covered at the current hourly rate would be about $100,000 for an entire year for
our
office.
What do we pay now?
And that's 24 hours a day?
Not 24 hours. We staff the office from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's from 5 p.m. until 7 a.m.
So you don't have any security during the day?
No, sir.
Who's doing that now?
Security on site.
That's a company's name?
The contract, yes, it's a company.
And is that, I mean, but have we looked to see what the cost would be for law enforcement to do it? Is that what, I was confused on you. You said $100,000, but.
That's what, if we pay an hourly rate of $16.51 to this company for our security.
That's cheaper than a deputy, for sure.
Right now we got custodial coming over to accept a body to during those off times, so we need to fill that gap.
Yes.
Okay. I think we have a motion and a second.
Yeah, we do. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Emergency management.
Morning, Judge. Commissioners.
Morning.
Consider and approve granting a discretionary exemption for an item necessary to preserve or protect the public health or safety as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A2 and approve the emergency repairs of the emergency backup system located at the Montgomery County Office of Emergency Management for an estimated amount not to exceed $120,000, including materials, labor, and installation. Please name a funding source. What we have out there is we've had a critical failure of our power supply system on at least three occasions since February. And so it became most apparent during the last storm about a week and a half ago when we took a lightning strike, which took out our transfer switch. So these repairs are actually replacing the transfer switch, putting in a disconnect, which was omitted during the initial installation of the generator, and providing a redundant UPS backup system for our EOC, for all communications out there.
That's something that probably should have been done originally when it was...
Yeah, typically there is a disconnect, a manual disconnect placed in line between the line utility and the transfer switch, and that was for whatever reason omitted by the prior critical infrastructure department.
Okay. I move and name capital funding for this.
Okay.
Second.
Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Darren. Community development, we're deferred for today? Okay. Tax assessor collector.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning,
Ms. McCray, something came up with her and she's unable to attend this morning. She asked me to present the tax abatement. we have a proposed tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Galdiza USA, Inc., which is a Texas corporation. This is a peanut processing facility to be in the Conroe North Industrial Park. They anticipate in creating approximately 24 new full-time jobs and, it is, I believe, $4 million in investment.
Aren't they buying 10 acres, BD?
Yes, they're buying 10 acres in the Conroe Park North Industrial Park. The abatement begins In fact, they have bought the property, but they have now started construction. This has been contingent upon a number of things. City of Conroe approved a similar agreement, I believe, at their last session. It is a six-year abatement, I believe, running through 2022.
It meets our current guidelines?
Yes, it falls squarely within our current guidelines, and this was done while we were developing the new guidelines, so it falls completely within our...
Commissioner Metters precinct, and you're behind it?
Oh, yeah, I move.
It's all in the city?
Yes, it is.
Great investment. And they're buying enough property, obviously they can add on, you know, if they need to, but yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for us. So.
Good.
Is there anybody here from Galveston?
Danielle.
Oh, Danielle's here from City.
Yes, there are actually going to be 48 jobs in year two, 24 the first year. And it's about a $5.6 million capital investment, including the land. We don't include that as an abatement.
Okay.
Right. The land is not abated. The land value is just under $1 million. So then there's a little approximately $4 million worth of improvements to the land. And also, of course, business personal property is not abated.
Good. Glad to have them.
Good deal.
Thank you all.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, BD. Library. Dear Lynn.
You skipped Constable.
Constable?
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Constable Precinct 5. Sorry about that.
Morning, Judge. Morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
Consider and approve the following position changes. Closed position 5551-3940-1 to clerk 4. Open position 5551-8550-1 admin manager. Set salary to $58,000. Transfer $43,582.31 from 5551-3940-1 to 5551-8550-1. Remaining $14,417.69. Salary plus benefits to be funded through attrition for fiscal year 17.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Now, Jerry Lynn.
Good morning, gentlemen. We'd ask that you consider and, if appropriate, accept the award from the Texas State Library and Archives Commission for $6,000 to be used to create a family place library space and learning environment at the Mitchell Library and authorize Judge Doyle to sign the related documents.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
No, I just say that several people in the community have told me that they're happy to hear about this and they're looking forward to it. So,
good.
Thank you.
Good.
Two of our staff members were trained through the library, the Family Place Libraries Institute, and this is a follow-up gift to us from the State Library to implement that.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The second is for you to consider and authorize the purchase of a coffee maker for use in the meeting room at the Meadow Branch Library and to authorize payment of the procurement card invoice. In all of our meeting rooms, we offer to the general public for their use a place to refrigerate snacks or refreshments, a microwave to heat things, and generally a coffee maker. And these three items were requested when we recreated the meeting room at Metter. It was brought to my attention after we bought this $14.99 coffee pot with the approval of purchasing to use the procurement card that we needed to come to you to ask for authorization for a small appliance.
Move.
I'm doing so today.
Second.
How much is it?
$14.99.
That's what I thought. There was some confusion, Jerry Lynn. Some people thought it was $1,499. I said, certainly that's not the case, so thank you.
No, sir.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It would be a heck of a pot, though, wouldn't it?
It would. Man, we'd be a barista.
All right, elections. Ms. Harvey.
Good morning.
Morning.
Due to consider and approve an order to canvass the returns and declare the results of the November 8th, 2016 general election.
Move.
All in favor?
If we ever don't like the results, if we don't do the canvass, what happens?
These are the only ones I have.
How many people did we have vote in Montgomery County in this last election?
It was over 208,000.
Wow. Well, I mean, percentage-wise, what is that?
66%.
66%. That's great.
All-time record, huh?
Yes.
And the normal is about 10%, right?
For a general election, a presidential election, it's usually in the 60s, but I think this is the highest
I mean, on the
seen.
Off years.
Oh, yeah. 3%, 6%.
I know your staff did a great job with those mail-in ballots. That was a tough situation this year. We've got a remedy for that. Now we can release the you checked with the state office, and we can release the early vote totals now.
That's right. Yes, they
right.
said that.
Separate from the mail-in ballots.
Which will be great.
Awesome.
Correct. Right.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank
good.
The ballot board good. For all they did. I know it was a real.
Absolutely.
I know it was a real challenge. I talked to several of the ballot board members, and it. I can tell you there were a lot of people waiting, as you well know. So
yeah.
Thank
you. We did a heck of a job. Being able to release those other numbers early will help a lot. So
yep.
Thanks for the
well,
good job.
I appreciate you letting us do that because that will help everyone around, I think.
Sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Purchasing.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
How are you?
Item 20A is authorized by Local Government Code 271.102. Take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of a 2017 Kenworth T370 brush hog from Clifton Max Sales, a DBA performance truck through the interlocal agreement with Byboard for a total amount of $175,348.76 for Precinct 2.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Take all appropriate action to approve the following change orders as presented on the agenda, all in one motion.
Move.
Second. Take all appropriate action to approve the award for the Precinct 3 Bridge Rehabilitation to Rebel Contractors Incorporated in the amount of $465,500.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Take all the appropriate action to approve the award for the competitive seal proposal for job order contract for minor construction trades to Nash Industries, Total Air Services, Horizon International Group, LLC, and Gowan Incorporated for various departments.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Judge, before we move on C3, the bridge rehabilitation project, I've been advised that we should track the monies that we spent on those TxDOT bridges and that somehow we'll be able to use that potential reimbursement down the road. So I just want to make sure that we track that with the auditor's office to keep those expenditures separated somehow so if we can use them against.
Can we use those, Mr. Mooney, as our in-kind portion for the bridge replacement program? That's perfect.
We will certainly do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. And finally, D, take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for personal professional services authorized by Local Government Code 262024A4 as presented on the agenda, all in one motion.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
County Attorney, BD.
Good morning again. Under item 21A, consider an approve order authorizing County Judge sign the draw on a maintenance bond for on the account of Wood Creek Estates. This is a subdivision road maintenance bond that I believe letter of credit is expiring.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Under item 21B, consider and take appropriate action on interlocal agreement between Montgomery County and San Santa River Authority relating to the purchase of right-of-way for McCaleb Road project and from the McCaleb Road bond funds. This is back in 2012. The court agreed when San Santa River Authority was taking right-of-way for the water line, if they could acquire some right away at the same time, they would, and we would reimburse them for it. And I think there are four or five tracks that we're reimbursing them for.
I move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Under item 21B, consider and take appropriate action on a proposed exchange of property relating to parcel 26 of the Rayford Road project, and authorize the county attorney to take all steps to process and complete the exchange.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
We need to remove item 21C1. The court accepted the roads into the maintenance system under the consent agenda.
Deal. Now I need to recess our commissioner's court and convene a public hearing in precinct 2. Thank you, BD.
Consider and approve posting no U-turn signs on West Alden Bridge Drive in front of Buckaloo Elementary School. Anyone here to discuss this?
Okay. Now I need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our commissioner's court.
I move on A1.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right, county attorney, BD, back again.
Item 23A and item 24A for the Toll Road Authority are one and the same. I don't know if you want to defer 23A until after you have the hearing on the Toll Road Authority and ask any questions with regard to that, or we can, or I and Rich Muller are here available to answer questions at this point.
Do we need to take action on both?
You will need to take action on both because it's an agreement both with the county and the Toll Road Authority and Harris County.
Yeah, they're both the same items. Let's defer this one and come back to it after we've had the discussion on the Toll Road Authority. Item 24, excuse me, we need to recess our commissioner's court and convene a meeting of our Montgomery County Toll Road Authority under 24A. It's the same agreement, basically. is Mr. Muller here?
Yes, I believe Rich is here.
Yeah, there he is.
Doesn't matter.
Go ahead. I'll just answer questions.
This agreement relates to the Tomball Tollway and State Highway 249. It's basically a tri-party agreement between the Montgomery County Toll Road Association, Montgomery County, and Harris County, operating through HECTRA. It's a subsidiary of Harris County as opposed to a separate corporation like Montgomery County has, dealing with the construction of the bridge over the creek and the first part of the segment of the Montgomery County Toll Road project. It sets forth the parties' relative rights to that, respective to it, including a right of Harris County to take over the project if Montgomery County at some time opts out of it.
Okay, so as y'all are aware, the county line, just for the record, Richard Muller, Muller Law Group, representing the Toll Road Authority, the county line is the creek, and so the bridge on this project extends about 400 feet into Montgomery County. So it doesn't make sense for us to build it to the county line. The right place to build it is to the bridge abutment. So this agreement allows Harris County to come into Montgomery County to build the bridge. It obligates Montgomery County to do a couple things. One, we're going to build a couple of ramps that they would have otherwise built in our county that they need. So we'll do that as part of our contract. So as opposed to having contractors tripping over each other, we just kind of have a bright line and do it more efficiently. We will design our toll gantries to match the toll gantries that you see in Harris County. And then we will reimburse Harris County $1.2 million for some work that they will do at the bridge abutment that will actually benefit our project. By us paying them $1.2 and them doing it as part of their project, we save about $1.5 million on our project cost. So all of this is just, you know, the county line's not in the perfect position for the project. We're allocating responsibilities for the construction in a more efficient way. Harris County is committed to start the construction of this project in January of 17. We have an obligation to begin our part by September of 2018, or Harris County can come in and build it. they would collect the tolls until they're reimbursed for their cost.
They build our part. What part are we giving Harris County the ability to build?
Yeah, right now, you're only giving Harris County the ability to build the bridge.
It's the bridge.
And if they are able, and if we don't do all the way up to 1774, they would come and just build to the first exit ramp. So they wouldn't go all the way.
So we are not giving them the ability to come in and build from the county line to 1774
not,
if we
not
built
in this agreement,
so.
No.
That's what I wanted to make sure of.
Okay. There have been some questions about the advantage of doing that, letting Harris County or TxDOT do that project versus Montgomery County. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, to me, it's an issue of local control. You know, if you look at the financial feasibility, which we presented to you back in 14, this is as easy as a project as it gets in the toll business. The right-of-way is already there. It's just a straight shot, very little construction risk, little environmental risk. At the end of the day, if you turn it over to either Harris County or to TxDOT, you lose control over toll rates and rate setting. So right now, if it's your project, you get to establish toll rates.
I think they would be uniform. I mean, I couldn't see one of the three entities having a rate that's out of sight.
Well, I think that it goes to the second question, which is, or the second part of that, which is, what do you do if you're producing, quote, a profit? And that's a little bit difficult to define, but let's just say you have excess revenues over what it costs to pay for the debt and to operate the facility. Harris County takes all those revenues, puts it into one big pot. They finance projects all over Harris County. TxDOT would use the excess revenues to help finance the project that they're going to build from 1774 up to the county line. So excess revenues would most likely go to one of those two projects, as opposed to you saying we want to use those excess revenues for local projects, or we say we want to get rid of the tolls. I think if the goal is, as soon as this project is paid for, you want the tolls to come off. If you're not in control of that process, then you've lost that option. So that's, and look, you can always give the project to them at a later date.
Correct.
But you know, there's no reason to do that at this point, in my opinion.
Yeah. When would we be discussing financing of the project?
Probably summer of this year at the earliest. Harris County's portion of the project is about a 36-month project. Ours is about half that. Ideally, we would time our construction and their construction to finish at the same time. So we've got, you know, probably a 12-month to 18-month lag that we would wait. So really what we want to do is we want to wait and see that they get the project let and see that they're making progress on the project so that, you know, in an ideal world, our contractor and their contractor would finish about the same time.
And what are you seeing on the actual revenues that Harris County is generating on that piece that they built from Spring Cypress up to Tomball?
Yeah, so Harris County's first segment of the Tomball Toll Road, if you look at their projections for 2015, they were somewhere between 50 and 70% higher than the traffic and revenue study showed. And if you look at 2016, and these are just numbers through August, they would be about 55% higher than projected. So that's consistent with what we've seen with the CDM Smith reports in the past. They're a bit conservative. That's okay. Bondholders like a conservative approach to it. But the actual numbers are significantly higher. What we would do when it's time for us to go finance debt, we would get an investment-grade traffic and revenue study done. They would take the actual counts that they're getting on the Harris County piece, factor that into their model, and we would get an updated model. So that would be something you would do closer to the time you want to finance. Most of the underwriters will tell you that an investment-grade study gets stale after about 6 months, so we'd want to wait until we're ready to go to market on that. But the numbers are higher than they expected by a pretty good margin.
So we would be looking at financing options next summer? Or the
summer 17 to fall of 17, I think.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you, Rich. And you know, when you mentioned how conservative those TNR study numbers were, the cost estimates were pretty conservative, too. I think we're going to be able to construct that.
Yeah, and we've got the folks from HAF here. I don't think we've had any significant change in our cost estimate for the project, right?
No, sir, but Harris County bid theirs, and it came in about $20 million under their
Yeah. So Harris County's numbers were $20 million under their estimate.
And, Judge, your, the estimate to half, y'all were at $73 million? Okay, well, 73 included all the soft cost and a million for engineering. So 50 for construction.
Not a whole lot more than Rayford Road. I mean, it's really when it comes down to it. So. Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
Super. Thank you.
Any more questions for me?
Good. No,
thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you need action on both of those items?
Yes.
On 21A.
You need to take action as toll road authority.
Okay.
And then go back to Commissioner
That's
Court
right.
and take action as Commissioner
I'll
Court.
I move on 24A.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now we'll go back to 23A. We'll entertain a motion to approve that under the Montgomery County. We'll recess our, adjourn our toll road authority meeting, reconvene our Commissioner's Court meeting, go back to item 23A. And would entertain a motion to approve
that
agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Human resources.
Good morning. Please consider and approve the payroll change request forms.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. All right. We'll now recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551076. Reconvene our court. Out of executive session, we do have one item. We, for a long time now, have heard a great deal about the animal shelter. And we've been looking for a new director for a great period of time. We've done a national search. Dodie, you had resumes that came in from where?
Yes, I found
Tennessee, Pennsylvania. Come up to the front so we can hear you better.
Yeah, and they can't hear on the outside sources.
I've had them from Tennessee, Carolina, Pennsylvania, New York, several different places.
Okay.
All around the state.
Yes, sir.
Good.
All around Texas, absolutely.
Good, good. And, you know, want to thank Dr. Hayden for your time. Dr. Hayden is stepping in as a temporary director. Commissioner Clark and Commissioner Nowak, Commissioner Riley, to some degree, has been working on it. And it's been very difficult for this entire court to do anything with that animal shelter as a court because of the open meetings laws. But appreciate the efforts, Commissioners, that each of you have provided. We have a candidate that's here today. I think is a great candidate. I think he'll do a great job. We've had a couple of interviews with him. And Commissioners would entertain a motion to hire a new animal shelter director.
I move.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
No, I'd just like to add that Dodie started this process with her nationwide search. How many approximately resumes did you receive?
Over 50.
Over 50 resumes. You spent a couple of weeks culling through the resumes. Then you came up with a list of candidates that you interviewed. In addition, the court members had access to those same, all 50 plus of those applications. I know that Jim and I both looked through them, and some of the other judge and commissioners did as well. We all picked different resumes that we wanted to see you interview, and the good thing was that we pretty much all came to the same conclusion as far as the core group that we would select from, and that was five individuals. From those five, we interviewed four. One declined to interview for the final portion of the interview phase, and that was last Friday night. Since then, we spent a lot of time talking with Charles Jackson. I personally took him to the shelter, let him walk through it yesterday. Spent about 3 hours with him, asking him more questions and making sure that all of his questions are answered. And then he met with the entire court again today, really to make certain that we're all on the same page.
Jackson is with us today, too. If you'd like to
stand
up at the podium and anything you'd like to say, Mr.
Sure,
Jackson?
Thank you. Thank you, Judge, and thank you, Commissioners. Look, I'm very excited to bring my experience to Montgomery County.
Might talk a little bit about your past experience, where you're
coming
from.
Sure. I was an aerospace ground equipment mechanic in the Air Force, and when I left the Air Force,
for your service.
I was a thank you, and I worked at Wolford Hall Medical Center and Lackland Air Force Base, and then I got a call from a friend of mine. He said, "Look, we have an animal shelter here in Houston that's in really bad shape." and it needs some strong leadership, and it needs a lot of help. And I'd like for you to move from San Antonio to Houston and work there. And that's Bark Animal Shelter and Adoptions in Houston, Texas. When I got to Bark, there was probably a 10 to 15% live release rate. It was wholesale slaughter of animals. You had employees that were apathetic. It had been a dumping ground for employees and animals alike for a long time. And so we began the process of making that change. I can tell you right now, this morning, this month, our annual live release rate's north of 80%, and our monthly live release rate's north of 90%, with an annual intake of 26,000 animals. That's in 6 short years. That's a lot of change. that's a lot of change. Anybody who wants to say, well, you know, maybe Bark isn't that great, I would like for you to just go visit. Feel free and walk through, and you can see a lot of the changes that have been made. So I'm very excited to bring that same, you know, change leadership here, and I look forward to the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and as we move forward, you know, Commissioner Clark, again, thank you for your effort. Mr. Jackson, if you would, we'll have you reporting to the entire court. So anything you may need out there in terms of assistance that one of the commissioners may have, a crew that they can help you with, don't hesitate to make a phone call to any one of us at any time.
I will not hesitate.
So we appreciate it. We're glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
Look forward to some great things coming out of the shelter. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here we go. All right, our next item is citizens. For anyone that would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda, now would be the time to do that. We do have one person that signed up. Let me read a brief statement. We'll now invite public comment for items not on today's agenda. Not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks, and public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials, and the Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. And Mr. Yalek was the first one that signed up to speak.
Judge Doyle, commissioners, my name is Eric Yalek. I'm from Precinct 3. As we approach Thanksgiving, we need to ask the question, what are we doing here in county government? Is the purpose for me to get all I can personally take, or is the purpose to find those instances where we can act together for the public good and maximize that good for all while treating county property as a fiduciary responsibility which we must safeguard? As County Judge, Craig Doyle's primary duty is to safeguard the tax dollars of the county and the assets purchased with our money from the Bobby Adams of the world who seek personal rather than public gain. In the course of trying to understand a very sad criminal case, I discovered a horrible situation which is the subject of today's golden hammer for hammering the taxpayers. On March 14, 2012, while in the midst of running for an office himself, a manager in the Precinct 2 Commissioner's office made a horrible discovery. One of the employees by the name of Melissa Goetz was taking county property home with her and using it for the commissioner's political campaign for another office. The manager confronted and terminated Ms. Goetz, as he should have under Montgomery County's purchasing policy manual, as well as under all senses of ethics. He caught Hades from his boss for taking that action. And there's a major aspect of this story that I will leave to others to disclose, but after a verbal scuffle, his boss agreed reluctantly to sign the termination as well. Copies of Ms. Goetz's termination sit in Precinct 2 in her personnel file, in the HR department's personnel file, in the DA's office under a subpoena, and in at least 3 other locations in files in Montgomery County. That a commissioner would permit such a situation to occur is reprehensible and reflects an attitude that county property is there not to safeguard, but for the personal and political use of the commissioner. While the golden hammer goes to former Commissioner Craig Doyle, it is my hope, and I mean this sincerely, and it is also the hope of the citizens of Montgomery County, that Judge Doyle will use the Thanksgiving holiday to give thanks to God and to reflect upon the primacy of his fiduciary duty to safeguard county property for us, the taxpayers. Thank you.
Anyone else would like to address the court this morning? Mr. Boyd.
It's been a while, Mr. Boyd.
Well, thank you for remembering me, Judge Dahl and Commissioners. My name is Walter Boyd. Oh, I've got good news and bad news. I've been in another state, and I'm back here for a few weeks. But the good news is I'm back for a little bit, and the bad news is I'm back. And I wanted to tell you, I've heard all about the salary increases and the 3% and all, and I'm just here to rail against all bureaucrats and public officials. Judges make too dadgum much money, too. I'm telling you, they really do. And they complain that they're not making them much, but I tell you what, you could cut these judges' salaries and they'd still be over there because it's such a soft job. Not like yours, Mr. Nowak, quite a hard job. And you're not supposed to nod. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I want to pay a little compliments to the Montgomery County Tea Party last night. And also, this guy's party too, the Patriots. The Tea Party's what mischief they've caused, but last night was a great discussion on education, one of the best. They even had a woman from Wisconsin that knew Scott Walker, not the Scott Walker who was elected over here in Harris County or something, but it was really wonderful, a discussion on education. I had a speaker, what's her name? I know her well. Anyway, I've been in another state with these dadgum open meetings laws. They are a travesty. I'm telling you, the problem with these open meetings laws, Judge Dahl, I'm glad you escaped them. Because you were mistreated. And I'm telling you, I know it when I was here. But what happened with open meetings laws is when they criminalized this behavior, they should have kept it civil. There ought to be an effort to get with the legislature before and get it on to just get the criminalization of open meetings laws. And by the way, you might do the decriminalization of drugs too. No, I'm just, all right. But anyway, I got to say, we are in a great, and I'm going to tell all my fellow Democrats across this country, this country with Trump is going to do good. I'm so glad he won. And all you Democrats, quit this protesting, Black Lives Matter and the Hamilton Lives Matter and everything. Let's get with the Democrats and support this new president. Do you agree, Judge Dahl?
Agree wholeheartedly.
All right. The first time I've gotten an agreement. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Boyd. Is there anyone else who would like to address the court this morning?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
We are adjourned.